The State Insane Asylum, Terrell, Texas. Aged and weather-tarnished, red-brick buildings obscure little picnic tables scattered among trees where strategically located an administration building arises with a three-story bell tower and white columns. Then, focusing more sharply, appears a convenient warehouse, refrigeration units from World War II, and several one-story ranch-style ward buildings, with a gymnasium, singular and oddly compatible. The state highway is a mile away, the area filled in by dilapidated residential houses. No hills, no people, no water, no funny business. The inmates walk around and a couple of security guards patrol. I was in L ward, where inside was a women's ward and a men's ward. Nurses' stations about a great white marble floor, 30-foot ceiling hall, a TV, a typewriter, a refrigerator with a kitchen in back are accessible. You wouldn't say penitentiary or manufacturer, but you would say austere and cyclone fence, and you would want to leave.